baby.
Yeah!
Oh, my God, guys, our art!
Yeah!
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Motherfucker!
Fucker! You're a freak!
Yeah!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can?
Sex! Drugs! Yeah, that's
to contaminate our society.
Hey, there we go.
You would.
Podcasting live from the 200th episode in the past. This is the worst little podcast at the New Dog Water Studios in Reno, Nevada. I'm your host, Reverend Rory Dowd. Here in the studio, I've got everybody. We've got Nick. We've got Chewy. We've got Dogwater Dick, some old interns, and even Felix.
Oh, shit.
Felix. On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
I sort of like that. That lost dog that just kind of wanders in every now and then.
Once in a while.
Oh, he's here again. I think it'd be easier to list the people who aren't here.
Right.
So let's start there.
Okay.
All right, who's not here?
Let's start with yours.
JoJo is not here.
Where's Mojo Jojo?
She had a really important work thing. She's been having a bunch of work shit on Mondays.
She's just not that into you,
where's
bro?
The twink intern? Yeah. Remember the young twink intern?
I thought that was Morgan.
You mean Grant.
Yeah, Grant. So what happened to Grant?
Grant? Oh, and Cole? Oh, you mean Cole.
The
twink that was legal to look at.
Where do you
at?
Find these guys?
This is going to be like a best of for Rick. Let's go over all the twinks, right?
We'll start with the interns.
Where are they? Before we
go to the recounting of the interns, and I would like to do the recounting of the interns at some point in the show. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 200th episode of the show.
That's a lot of shows.
I actually did some counting. This is actually the 201st. I'm sorry.
Damn, bro.
You don't even know about one of the lost episodes.
You counted wrong.
The Tom Gordon show.
We've actually recorded more than that. Some of them haven't seen the light of day.
This
is our official 200th. So,
okay. Yeah. We're gonna let it. I don't want to ruin the party. I mean, I'm here.
Damn.
Yeah. Way to just be the blanket.
No.
Felix Lansky.
We've done more than 200.
Still to this day, sponsoring this show by buying us booze.
Yes.
Yay.
Felix Lansky and liver scars.
Awkward silences. Let's just have one now.
Yeah,
I was really uncomfortable.
We haven't actually had the uncomfortable silence in quite some time.
Brought to you by Pinky Blinds.
We've kind of outgrown that bit.
Ever since Rory came out of his shell, we haven't had any uncomfortable
silence. Yeah, I had to really come out of my shell.
Right. That was
Although,
season one.
Preparing questions and things to talk about, that always helps, too.
Yeah. Season fucking five.
Yeah, pass that around. That's what it's here for. So,
205?
We've got a lot of voices here, ladies and gents.
Numbers.
We're not having a live band.
Numbers.
We're having people hanging out.
We're partying, man.
Yeah, we're passing around some whiskey.
We got some Infectos here.
Hi, guys.
All right.
Right. Yeah. What's your names? You're Darky and the Fat One?
Yep.
Yep. Let's see.
Yeah.
Darky and the Fat One.
I will totally watch that sitcom.
Mikey, Darky. Can I please get a namaste?
Jesus. Yeah. Hey, we got Mikey to give a live namaste.
Oh, yeah, everybody be quiet. We need to cleanse.
Namaste.
Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, God.
Are you going to go, Mikey?
I don't feel any more at peace.
What?
Welcome, Mikey.
Blast from the past, big man from the big bad. We've got Spencer. Now, failure machine. Spencer.
Yeah,
I believe
you did not fail.
Our first
intern.
And favorite intern to earn a name.
Thanks, man.
Had anybody earned a name before you? Well,
you can't spell intern.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that when we go through the listing. And Zach, you've been on the show before, right?
Yes, that's right.
Were you an intern?
No, he was in Failure
Machine. I was not, no.
You're in Failure Machine. Yeah.
I'd remember him if he was an intern.
That's right. I know you would.
I love the haircut.
Creepy-ass weirdo.
Let's see.
I've got a little less hair. You're
Zach's
right.
Not sleeping on the couch.
We've got some silent
tonight.
Guests who may or may not wish to remain nameless. We got a party happening here at the house. There's
silent
people
guests.
Showing up later.
Yeah, why haven't the Infectos spoken up?
Who are the silent fucking guests?
There we go.
Yeah.
We're not silent. We're with Rick in the
bedroom. There's a party in the house with their pants off. More than
We have strippers here tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
With balloons.
They're
dancing
waiting.
Around.
And I've got darts.
They're waiting downstairs in the cake.
I'm told they can hold their breath for a very long time, so we're going to go through the whole show first, and then we're going to go to the strippers in the cake.
But after being baked at 350 degrees for an hour, I don't know if they're okay.
I turned it
honestly
down.
I was worried about the lemon curd filling.
I turned it down to 150. It'll be fine.
At least they didn't bring fucking pie with them.
That's my pie.
Rory, fuck your pie.
Rory, you get a bunch of bitch.
Why don't you and that pie go stick each other up each other's asses?
You see, folks.
I was like another show.
Where did you find see, folks, they're referencing an earlier episode in season fucking one where Rory confessed that he pretty much accosted a woman who came to the door with
pies.
No,
up with
she
a pie.
Was in my was parking angry. Spot and in my house trying to feed me food I do not like that I expressly
you
told
like
her
pie?
I did
Why
not
Why did
like.
You let her in?
You don't like pie?
Pie.
Holy shit.
Who, is that her?
I don't know what that is.
Hey! Oh, my God.
Oh,
our
that?
First surprise guest, it's the man, landlord of Dogwater Studios, and super awesome dude, Evan Humphrey. Wearing a Far From Puking shirt, much
speaking
like one.
Pinkie
as
Brian
well
had
as
in
the songwriter of the theme song.
Oh,
that's
right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He is the only one here that has the power to throw everybody out.
Do you got the rant, Rick?
He's also a big part of the engine behind not just the Rocky Horror Pinky Polanski extravaganza, but also...
Came with beer.
P2P Audio. Bringing you your rechargeable, recyclable, green energy with no plugins.
All right.
Yeah. Amazing.
And guess what, Rory?
He's a scientist.
He also wrote all of those Rocky Horror songs.
They had a show
this
weekend.
That's right. Richard O'Brien is a fucking thieving faggot.
Yeah, no, totally.
No, he's definitely thieving.
Evan was telling me about how he was just hanging out with Richard O'Brien. They were doing some acoustic guitar stuff. And
O'Brien punched him in the face and gave him some roofies.
And then took all his Rocky songs.
Made him take drugs.
I have a question.
Forget. For 20 years.
I hate when people make
What's acoustic guitar? Or have we had beers already?
We have.
All right. Yeah,
but acoustic guitar is... it's an uncommon religion. It's Far Eastern.
I want to pull Felix's string and just watch him go.
How far?
We should just take turns.
Where's the whiskey? Give it to Felix.
No, it gets bad fast. I go south too fast.
It's all right. Hey, so since we have a lot of content to pack in this episode, we're going to start right now with our
first song. Did you
see
how I let him talk just
song.
There?
What is
our first
song?
Wait a minute.
We're going to go
songs?
To our first.
We have to decide what that is. What is
we're
going
to go to our first song. I'm going to spin the wheel of pick a song. Evan.
What?
Evan, pick a song, pick a band, any episode, any season that you want to hear right now.
Let's hear The Atomics.
Yeah. We've never had The Atomics on.
Actually, we have had The Atomics on.
Not
but
live.
We had George on and played
George music, and Stevion on together in the first season, and we played
that
with their music.
It's great, but we want like a live on the show.
Yeah,
unavailable anywhere else.
Shit. Evan, I also wish to be able to say that, but that's a goal of the next 200
if
episodes.
We do that.
That would be so fucking rad.
Sometimes guests come on and they play their recorded material.
They're hard to get.
You know what'll do that?
Let's
hear Sit Kitty Sit. Sit Kitty Sit.
A punch in the face and some roofies. That'll solve that problem.
I was going to say a version therapy, but he said Sit Kitty Sit.
All right. So everybody hang on a second. This is a song that Rick is picking out by Sit Kitty Sit. And go.
Those guys rip.
Wrath in busted lungs escapes in clouds of white. I pray in empty rooms to hide from empty light. It's where with water lapping at my heels to break my fall from grace. Don't tell me you're not haunted, that would be a lie.
Hey!
Yeah!
I really, 10 downs for president.
My favorite part was where they sat.
I really like those soft romantics. Mike Thompson.
The ironic thing about that band is that they both sit the whole time.
So
that's a good point, sit. Chewbacca.
Nobody else noticed that but me.
Sit, kitty, sit.
I know.
They both
who's right. steering this thing?
Also, I want to tell you guys. I want to say I love you, Mike. I love you, Kat. You guys are beautiful people. Thank you for being such good friends.
Fucking
you know how smart Chewbacca is, dude? We figured out in the back, we figured out, we hacked life. Yeah. You know, Rick, me and you have had some problems where we're sitting on the toilet.
Bow's a little restless.
I didn't think
right?
you should
have
it anymore,
we're taking
Chewy.
A shit, right? Well, we're not taking a shit. We have fucking gut
guys,
bomb.
Wait, ass to ass?
No. This is when you get like fucking the stomach flu
you
or
shit
fucking
we got a puke
food poisoning.
And diarrhea at the
same time. Right,
you got a puke and diarrhea at the
mouth
same
to ass.
Time, right?
Mouth
there's
to ass.
No trash can around or something for you to do it. What do
maybe
you do?
Maybe you can't reach the sink.
What do? Chewbacca?
You just turn around. You turn around on the toilet. Lift that fucking lid off the back. Puke in there and shit in the toilet.
Why don't you? Just
reverse cowgirl, folks. Yeah. Hey, that's how you solve that, motherfucker.
Why don't we put like notepads and notebooks and books on the top of toilet tanks and just
and
turn
got,
those into like desks?
I got a copyright.
You guys could just
too,
do like advice columns
so
or
much
something.
Done.
Here I was using the shower the whole time.
We're using our time wisely at Dogwater, figuring out the hard questions.
Well,
dude what
hard.
Do you do?
You've had to try to puke in the sink while you're taking
it
a shit.
Sucks.
It's hard.
I actually grabbed this thing that is like a wine box that it doesn't. It like has hole in the bottom.
Oh god!
And I had to fucking puke into that.
This is why you always have a non-mesh garbage can right next to the toilet.
Well, it
always.
Saved me a huge
and
mess. It still was a mess. It was
you
a
can
mess.
Also do
and
this.
And a motion-sensing camera to catch all of the details.
Or just
be
passed
cool.
out on 4th Street when it happens.
That's what you're into.
We're gonna work on that.
Actually,
we're going to get a crowd
no
fundraiser for a camera to do that.
Rick's into that.
I got
just
the
collect
toilet.
Pictures
I don't
of people
camera.
Puking for him to spank
the best.
To.
The best.
Rick has an enormous collection of people.
One time
puke shots are the best.
My buddy up in Washington, his
you have
grandpa,
a couple,
made
a
bunch
of
me. Smoked salmon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of my friend in Washington, his grandpa makes smoked salmon.
Right.
We ate a whole fucking can of smoked salmon and drank a bottle of Old Granddad. Uh-huh. I was in an alley down there off Center Street in Reno puking up that smoked salmon. And stray cats from the neighborhood were running up trying to eat my fucking puke.
Oh my God.
This conversation is
dude, Brian Setzer should
get
never
away
do
from
that.
Me, cat.
The aristocrats.
Chewy always helping out the community.
That's how you feed them feral cats.
I didn't let those cats eat that shit. They,
what?
I don't
care. Aristocats.
Well, they'll be throwing it
you
up.
You were doing
later.
Your part for the community.
Yeah, well, if it was just fish, but I'm not going to give cats whiskey. I'm
oh
not an
God.
Asshole.
Yeah, so they'll be drunk on your puke.
Yeah.
I'm drunk on your
he
puke.
He lures them in with my cat fish.
There's fish nothing fish worse than a drunk cat with a switchblade knife.
Actually, the cat looked drunk in the first place, so maybe I should have just let
they
him
can't out. Really hold it, so they end up cutting themselves badly.
I don't even get that.
They play with it like this.
I don't get that.
Yeah, they slice the paws off their fingers. It's really yeah. tragic.
They bat it around like a ball, but it doesn't.
That's
really
why
work
you duck it, duct tape it to them.
This is madness. I'm hearing voices in my head from everywhere.
So, man, are you confused, Mike? Over. Do you need to be in this room and not Studio B?
Remember that one time when
we got a better room
are the roofies
you,
kicking
actually.
In?
Remember that one time when the Infectos were on our show back in the day?
Hey
let's hear one of those songs.
Let's play an Infectos song, Rick.
I love it.
Do you have any?
So this one's about probably something bad.
And right. The man.
Punk is dead, Justin.
Mike Reed, Punk is definitely not dead. It is in the back seat of my car right now. Fucking your mom.
Fucking my mom?
Maybe cry, but I'm
watchers fade, and now we exist. Yes, and let's say you're proud. This is your country that you're allowed to fucking die. They get the motherfucking can't get you. They saw the new one when they straight back you. You racist fuck.
Yeah!
You guys are awesome.
Hey yo,
you guys.
Hey, they really suck.
They were good
in real life.
When is the next show, Mike?
Can we? Does this? Can we
have a show?
No, that doesn't
I don't
really
think
work.
We have a
does
show. Oh,
we do have that show.
We have a show.
I feel like a complete
we
have
December. December.
Okay, tell us your show.
12.
No. Welcome to the 11th podcast. Yes,
the it's 11th. The magic of radio.
We're playing with Poison Idea. No big.
Oh shit.
Whoa.
Hey.
Fucking Portland, Oregon's punk kings of punk, dude.
Yep. The kings
Poison
of
Idea.
Punk and. We play with legends, so we got to get one more under our belt.
Fucking A, dude.
Poison Idea definitely qualifies as legendary.
Where's this
fucking
happening?
A.
We've played
this
at Legends.
Shay's Tavern.
Shay's been pulling some pretty sick-ass shows
busking.
Lately.
We Ain't Saints production company that's kicking ass. So.
Yeah, Chapin. Jeremy. Yep.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys.
They are pulling down some heavyweight acts.
From the alley.
Room.
Well, they have for like 3-4 years at this point.
Yeah.
But now they're doing it without a venue of their own.
Which is like pretty awesome for the rest of us.
Oh yeah, they're still out there booking. I think that's fantastic.
Hell yeah,
sweet.
Looking in.
Live
and they've got that cute little devil symbol with it's like the devil in the diapers.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like
Scotty
actually
roller
maker. I'm holding up my fingers
devil.
To show
Scotty
everyone how small
Scotty
it is.
Props for that one.
It's not so bad if you're a baby devil.
You little baby devil.
You're so cute, little devil.
You don't know what you're doing. You're a baby. You don't know nothing. You're dumb.
I'm pretty sure that's actually copyright infringement.
Stupid
it's probably hot
baby.
Stuff. The
He's
comic strip character.
Devil.
But
I'm gonna interrupt
whatever.
The conversation real quick with right. a Ooh. Quick. Rapid fire quiz. One question to everybody.
Okay.
Can we do this?
Can we all yell
Let's
it
go around
once?
The room?
How often do you actually listen to the podcast? Starting with Mr. Nick Ramirez.
I actually listen almost every week.
Give me a percentage.
I am such an attention whore that I need to listen to have my
round
voice
of the,
sounded.
Round of the
especially the times that I host when you're gone.
Truth.
Oh,
ding.
I listen like a motherfucker ding. Every week. What about you, Mikey?
Give me a percentage, Nick.
I would say 98%.
All right, 98%. Mikey.
I listen with Nick whenever he's listening to it, and then sometimes on my own. But
Ooh,
sadly,
yeah.
I don't. I probably, thing. I probably listen to it like less than 50%. So I should probably improve my game.
That's better than me.
Hey, that's passing.
I was like getting a boner.
Mr. Polanski, how often do you listen to the show?
It's
I usually have it as background music whenever I'm watching snuff films. And that's
good idea.
Pretty regular. But then I'll also listen to it when Nick is hosting.
A couple times a week.
Sick burn.
Spencer, former intern and giant in behind the scenes on the show. How often do you actually listen?
Maybe 20%.
He's a busy guy.
You're pretty.
No.
You're blushing really hard, son.
Failure Machine is in.
Would
is
you
like
to,
a successful band?
I think you're lying to me.
I think one in five.
Yeah.
One in five.
20%.
That's like once a month.
Less than once a month.
Chewy, can we get a confirmation on the math on that?
Spencer, the intern.
1 in 5 is 20%. Yes.
Okay.
Spencer, the ex-intern.
But once every 5 weeks.
How many of the episodes that you were on, or the one episode that Dogwater Dick was not on?
Ooh.
Remember, he's the one man.
How many of those?
Yeah,
did
Spencer
you
actually
made?
Took over that.
He took one episode over.
The only time I wasn't here,
right?
But the other ones that you were on. Give us the percentage of that that you listened to.
Yeah, at the 100%? Time,
involved like 100 times.
He
right?
was here. He was Thank here you. Live listening to the show. Though.
Yes, because he's a badass. Spencer Kilpatrick. You get the 200th episode's awesome golden award of best intern.
Thanks, man. Wait, we didn't even ask Chewy or Zach.
Well, we're still going.
Excuse me.
Right. Zach. Someone's going to be on your ass to get
right.
it.
Okay,
but
Zach.
So far.
It's your turn to answer that question. How many?
Yeah.
What percentage?
And then how often do you listen to the show?
There's 200 episodes. How many have you heard? One.
Oh, God. Okay, so I've heard
I know you've heard
probably
one.
About
one episode.
That's
but 0.5%.
If I'm anything like Mickey, if I could masturbate to my own voice.
That's what right. I do.
Which
that's
was, what was
I masturbate to
almost
your own voice too.
Every episode, if
was,
I was
it was the Fail Machine episode, right?
Chewbacca yeah, over and over and over.
It was Kate Cotter.
that was a good episode.
Chewbacca. You bring up the Kate Cotter episode. The one episode that if Kate Cotter's eyes could shoot laser beams, I would not be doing this 200th episode.
That's true.
And then I asked her if she ever picked a booger.
She said, I'm not going to tell my church group about this.
But. Oh, yeah. No, I was asking regular quiz questions.
Kate Cotter could kick
her ass. Rapid fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is more like single
rapid,
shot.
Rapid, slow fire.
This is like musket
Chewbacca,
fire.
Chewbacca. Rapid, old guy fire.
Blunderbuss fire. Hey, speaking
we still
of Blunderbuss.
All right. I listen sometimes when I'm out of town because you guys know this is our 200th episode. I've probably been here for 120 or so because I have a career. I'm not here. I
you
listen
make
sometimes
more money
to make sure you guys aren't
put
fucking
together.
Up. I listen once in a while to make sure that you guys aren't destroying the integrity
idea.
Of the show.
And do you listen to the show shows you're on?
I listen to the shows I'm on because they're funny.
Do we succeed at that?
I listen to some of the great music. Sometimes I think that band was awesome. I'll go back to the archives and listen to some good bands I like.
Yeah, you've got
but
like
I would say honestly
archive.
About probably
you're
one
the archivist.
One in five would probably
you're
be
archival.
As good as I do. But I'm here for so many shows.
I
listen to them live.
We all started this. With fucking Chewbacca.
I love the show.
Oh, with day one.
Day one, dude.
It's a good show.
All right, moving into the other
Studio B.
Raj Abdul.
Yes.
How often do you listen to the show?
I actually have only listened to like maybe one or two episodes.
A band answer.
Yeah.
So your episode and who's else's?
So, he's been busy trying to kill Batman for like
probably
the last
both of our episodes. Yeah.
20 years.
The only ones he's listened to.
How about you, Reed?
I have probably listened to 20. And
good, that's good. That's 10%.
Good.
That's almost as many as me.
Sometimes
you've listened to 10% of our shows.
When I hear about a band that I don't know, I try to go find them on your.
Yeah. The music has been amazing.
You really get to know them on our shows, too.
And I like to see what the competition's up to, so hearing them live through the stuff.
And haven't been through the process yourself.
Yeah. And the liver
come up
scar
and go,
show.
Hey, how's that girlfriend that you cheated on?
What's liver
up?
Scar
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I heard about that.
My favorites, the recent liver scar show.
Well, shit, my weaknesses
rad.
Have always been pretty straightforward and clear.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking transparent, dude. You should run for president.
All right, back to the question so it's not so slow fire.
Old fire.
We're going to go to Evan Humphreys.
Yeah,
how often do you listen?
I'm well over 50%, but almost never on time. I'm more of a binge listener.
That's okay.
He's just trying to figure out
it's
if, the
a podcast.
If the house gets trashed on tape.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean?
The text are like, oh, a window got broken. And like Evan
Rick,
hears that.
Rick, you listen to most
but only
of them,
like
right?
a month
what
later.
What do you mean Layla James' dog peed all over the floor?
Rick,
again.
Rick what percentage would you say you listen to?
Yeah, you know how you guys listen to hear your voice and your performance?
Yeah.
Every fucking sound that comes out of everybody's microphone is my performance.
Rick listens 300%
of
the time.
I hear
sure.
all of them twice, at least.
He goes through and listens to everything I said second.
I mix everything, and then I go through, and then I play the whole show, and then if I make major changes, I play the whole show again, and then I post it.
And then he compresses it and throws some effects on it.
I've heard our show more than anybody else.
Moment of silence for Rick. And everything he does for it.
I've never listened to a whole episode.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I'm Rick. Me, Chewy, and Rory are all going to suck your cock tonight. I'm Rick Rolling Rick.
Did you sample that, Rick?
It's not happening.
I already have. Yeah. And we have one more. We have one more guest to put in how many times they have listened.
Oh, who is it?
Secret guest in the black chair.
Mystery guest.
Who is it?
Mystery guest.
See how?
See? Sounds like
there. It's the opposite
Sweet
of Rick. I have never listened to a complete episode.
I know. Hey, thank you.
I got it, girl.
Thank you for your support.
What a decent person amongst us.
Should we reveal the reason? Because I know the reason.
Because it sucks.
I actually
there's
would
a couple
really
of episodes.
Delighted to hear the reason.
You could actually listen to a few of the episodes.
Let's do it.
They're safe.
There are a few episodes that are safe. That's true.
I got a follow up question. Is it the same amount that you can take every episode, or do you just listen until something pisses you off and stop?
I'm so
no,
mad.
That's a good question. I can't stand the sound of Rory's voice.
So have that you makes, heard the ones where I host?
Oh, mystery guest, you guys I might know your identity.
If I
were a creamsicle, how hard would you throw me on the ground and stomp me with your boot?
Hard as fuck. From the look in her eyes.
I would swear that was like an
until I could start a fire with the splinters left the stick that was in your creamsicle.
That's a good honest answer.
We're not very popular with people who have lived with Rory.
We're not very popular with people who hate Rory's guts and don't
right,
ignore
Cheyenne Lane. Cheyenne listen to?
As you say, it was Cheyenne big on the listener. Show. We're going to have her in.
We've got a sample of her somewhere.
I didn't invite her. Cheyenne. Oh, yeah.
That's the Reverend Rory Dowd.
There. Mother of the light of my life.
Yeah. Let's do an all. Oh, wait. Did we go through all the answers yet?
You know, I never played this, but.
That's the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Whoa!
Yes!
I never play that.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
That's the Reverend Rory Dowd.
I like how she's
that's your own child.
She's
all
like. Drunk. Mumbly
your
valley girl.
Said that.
I'm too radio. Lazy to like actually use my lips.
Well,
so.
Unlike this one,
there was a child in Rory Dowd.
There was like the
or where's Bobby? Give me some Bobby.
Bobby, oh.
Fuck you, Rory.
Thank you.
Your own child said that.
Wait.
Who was on the Aristocrats?
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Yeah, I sure am. Like and the percentage of shows that I have actually listened to.
Biggest celebrity ever to be on the show.
If we were to say the last month, it would be 100%. The last 2 months, 75%. Over the course of the last 200 episodes,
Musket
Fire. Like 8.
8% or 8
episodes? No, 8
episodes.
8 episodes. I hate.
So 4%.
Because.
Which is basically what he was talking about in the last 2 months.
I would,
one more.
I would like to reveal the reason why as well.
Let's hear it.
I too hate the sound of my own voice.
Oh, I want to high five you from Studio B right now.
Have you ever thought about trying to go to like voice training or like learn how to talk like a grown up?
No, not it's not. Thank you, Drew, for your honest but belated input there.
I like the sound of your voice.
I know I have an elocutionist, not horribly sounding voice that I can modulate with timbre. Like, no, it just annoys the crap out of me because it doesn't sound like what I think it sounds
like. I hear
like.
You, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Chewy was going to bring
it's
that up.
It's not me. It's that other guy who pretends to be
me. It's not your low self-esteem.
He would have mentioned that after the 300th
It's my
episode.
Doppelganger's voice. It's evil off. Rory without the mustache.
He's playing it off.
Maybe you just need to listen to it underwater.
Like, yeah,
like I'm sound waves underwater.
Like while drowning yourself.
I don't know, four or five minutes underwater.
Do not encourage my messiah complex by comparing me to Harry Potter.
Your computer probably has a pitch control. Just turn it way down. You probably sound normal.
You sound great.
All right, we're going to have another song.
Who gets a pick on the wheel of song?
Another song.
Zach, pick a song.
Zach.
You've only listened to one episode. Would you like to listen to your own band again? Or would you like to randomly guess at a band that's been on the
show?
The guess
is
he might win.
Right.
He might get the answer right.
I know rock.
I was banging
I would like to listen
guess.
To my own band again.
That's your failure machine.
Spoken like a true musician.
Rick, what do you got for us?
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here it is.
Did I have a target, baby? Did I have a target on my back? Tell me, was it really that easy? Did you even have to try to get a hook on me? Did I have a target on my back? Tell me, was it really that easy? Did you even have to try to get a hook on me? One thing I could say to you is I'm leaving, but I never do. I could never turn my back and try to say goodbye. Everything I want, I need. Thought you were a different breed. Come on, darling, you're sanctified. Did I have a target on my back? Tell me, was it really that easy? Did you even have to try to get a hook on me? Ooh, I seen this evening show. You just packed my shit and kicked me out. Oh, I only want to hug your hand. Did I have a target on my back? Tell me, was it really that easy? Did you even have to try to get a hug on me? Did I have a target on my back? Tell me, was it really that easy? Did you even have to try to get a hug on me? Do what you want, girl, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, babe, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, girl, just don't shoot me. Just don't shoot me down, yeah. Do what you want, girl, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, babe, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, girl, just don't shoot me.
There's a reason.
Dude, you should be successful.
They're the
machine.
Only successful
on.
Band in Reno.
Tone it down a little bit.
That was successful.
Awesome. It was a damn good song, though.
I would still like to listen to my own band again.
Hey, you know what?
No.
Cue up another one.
No, double ups.
You know what, Zach? I'd like to get paid for the show. We can't all be winners.
How many bands have we had on?
Fine.
Probably at least 150.
I'd like to say Chewy, you're kind of in the ballpark there, 150 to 180 range, because there have been many episodes.
Several double ups.
Yeah. Repeat offenders, and the first season.
Not a lot of bands.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot.
Even solo stuff, there were some a lot of canned episodes.
Well, and there was
and
some weird, like,
theater
phone
stuff,
in
belly
comedians
dancer
and
stuff.
Right, yeah.
A lot of shows where
musicals.
We had no musical guests, and I brought in some tapes and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, the cassette.
So we have had a number of episodes where we have not stuff. Always had the all-live music all the time. It's always kind of fun not to. It's easy on Rick. Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. We haven't had a show where we just bullshit for a while.
Do you need a beer? I have
somebody
a beer.
Somebody was promised a golden
drink.
Trophy. I thought that meant a
that
beer.
That was a golden.
It's like a shower, but instead of water,
plenty
it's
of beer.
It's like a shower if I serve it.
Yeah. Yeah. So much
hey, Riku,
beer
what do you know about golden showers?
She would never talk about that. Studio B's the best. I think it's like A camp, B camp. Studio B is the shit.
We would kick your guys'
yes.
ass.
We're going to have
all the beer over here.
Yeah, we got all the beer over here.
Yeah.
Fist
yeah.
fight in the stairwell after the show.
Because the problem is the Paul, only person in that room that can fight is Chewy.
Yeah, Chewy. I'd be a little afraid of Spencer.
Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, but yeah, Felix is being in his way.
I don't fight anybody for any reason.
I get to wrestle Zach.
Okay, let's have. Hey, can I tell you guys something? Should we do the
I tried the reverse cowgirl on the toilet.
It
totally works.
Does it work? I'm going to do it later at my house.
No, Nick.
I'm going to fall over.
Nick, I went in right after you. What you did there was actually called a double decker.
Yeah, it was puke on the top.
I think I learned about that. That's when both people are uncircumcised.
The best part is you just put that lid on the back of the toilet again. And nobody ever knows it. Nobody ever knows it happened
right?
if you just
that's
put
right.
the lid back on.
Well, and then you can also get like a couple big gulp cups with water and just throw them in the back of the toilet and rinse it out.
Yeah, if you're
hey,
your
Rick, will never know.
This is not covered in your rental agreement.
That water was never going anywhere good.
I forgot Evan was here.
Luckily, there's no evidence that this show ever happened.
At least Layla James is that little pissing
Evan,
dog aren't here.
Evan who?
Do you have an immediate erase button with carbonate?
Oh,
like just in case, you just gotta blow it up.
Do they go the other way?
Right.
They save everything, but will they get rid of it?
Just in case.
Oh, little
carbonite. We'll bury the bodies.
Little tidbit of Reno music news. Okay. I don't remember the label's name, but My Acoustic Heart was recently signed.
Yeah, congratulations.
Like a big label.
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna get a little funding, a little touring,
so
a little exposure.
They don't have to work no more.
Really happy for them.
Good
friend
job,
of the show there.
Isn't
fucking
that,
rad.
What's
his
name?
Rick, sure. What's his name, dude? What's the dude's
Joshua
name?
Joshua Ortiz.
He was adorable and Christian. Yeah.
And into God, Rick had an enormous rock
let's
art.
Let's play some
and
of his shit.
He didn't jack off, remember?
What you're saying is he's got God on his
right.
Or
he didn't
right?
touch himself.
Yeah.
Look up Joshua Ortiz.
That's what I remember.
Let's play his song.
He's adorable.
Let's play a My Acoustic
Heart. Ever just in your house.
I don't know.
My Acoustic Heart with...
Said her name was Lucy, love was her charade. I'm not a fan of love. What she meant was I'm afraid you'll like me, afraid you'll love me, afraid I'll make a good damn wifey. If you don't want your feelings hurt, stay away for what it's worth. She stole my last $60 in a town I'd never been. Funny thing is, I still miss her, and I've never told my friends. A midnight ballerina, wish I could have seen her all cuddled up right next to me. Yeah, don't turn away the good ones, darling. There won't be too many calling. And I said, Lucy, you don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to put up a fight. And I said, Lucy, don't follow those bright lights. You can have your wonderful life with me. Went by, and all I heard from her was nothing. Then on the phone I said hi. It's been a while, let's plan something. She said, I live a fast life, without a doubt. If you can't keep up, then just keep out. Well, what did I expect? Just a lonely girl with a pretty face, living a life of regret. And I said, Lucy, you don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to put up a fight. And I said, Lucy, don't follow those bright lights. You could have your wonderful life. I said, Lucy, you don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to put up a fight. And I said, Lucy, don't follow those bright lights. You could have your wonderful life. She said her name was Lucy, love was her charade. Funny thing is, I still miss her, and I've never told my friend.
Good job, dude.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Wicked awesome.
All right.
We're going to stretch a two-hour show into a four-hour show.
Yeah, this is going to go long, isn't it?
Hell they got signed. That's
200 celebration, dude.
To Universal.
Lots of
to Universal.
Happy birthday, everybody.
It's a huge label. A
sister, that means they're going to be in the next Guardians of the Galaxy.
It was a sister company to Universal.
Right. Ah, okay. So they'll be in Fantastic Four.
Are you on the quick Google and shit?
I can.
Well, we all are. All
right. Yeah, let's keep doing that shit. That's awesome.
Supercomputer in your pocket.
All right. So, can I tell you about my week a little?
Yeah. All right. We were going to do the list of interns, but sure, that can hold off until later.
I just want to tell you that Friday when I played with Stabby Unicorn.
That was fun.
Nick's
and
Diary.
Bay Choir. I had a fucking blast. And nice. I got to be on television in the morning.
Yes. With? My guitar.
With Roy's guitar.
I was really proud of my guitar.
And this whole segment is because I want to tell you, Rory, that guitar is a really sweet guitar.
Thank you.
And it kind of wants to live with me.
No. No, it likes living with me a lot.
Okay. Well, but, and then so what?
I'm glad
Saturday
you got to put
night,
it to much better use than I
did. What do we do, Mikey, on Saturday night? We stayed home. and slept.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was fun.
Got diarrhea.
It was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Together.
We didn't reverse cowgirl, together. But we did pull the trash can in. Hey,
did you? Right. Did you go out to Camplify the next day?
We couldn't go because of her buttholes.
What? Mikey doesn't do that.
All right. When you said
there were no toilets at Camplify, we weren't going to.
When you say
so
something about pushing the garbage can and your butthole's hurting, I'm thinking you guys had a night that might have involved
rebuttal.
Like maybe some
rebutthole,
you know, Colombian marching
that
powder.
That sounds like a superpower, honestly.
Well, they know how we do.
How much time do we have?
There's nothing reverse about this.
How much time do you
got?
Hey, little girl.
Oh, no, this shit doesn't stop.
Shit's dope.
I really just wanted to mention
quit stealing that shit out of my bedroom.
You guys really got to quit leaving that little girl in the fucking closet.
You should have learned from that cough medicine experience.
Hey, take off the cliff.
Hey, not in front of company.
No,
she's getting more indignant every time I come here.
It's more of a punch.
Indignant. Is that a word?
Let's all raise some money for Stabby Unicorn's final record.
I believe that's the 5-0 and CPS at
Jesus.
The door.
Fuck.
Good thing
I'm
mine's 20.
I'm gonna tell. I'm a mom.
You know, see, one of these days that kid is gonna like be able to sue you for all the money you're worth.
Don't tell her.
And then she's gonna go.
Felix said,
"God, all the money he's worth."
She could.
She's gonna go to 7-Eleven and buy herself a big gulp.
You should hear what she said about you, Felix.
Really, point of order here. She could only sue me if I made money off of this.
Felix,
which looking around at all of you, well, you're guests here.
You know who does make money off this, Rory Dowd?
You.
Dogwater Dick. And you know how
That's
he makes
right.
that money?
Through sponsorship.
Barely a fucking smidgen of what
but
it costs.
Sponsorships like the one we have with
Reno Carson Messenger.
What is Reno Carson Messenger? Criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? The process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is 322-2424.
RenoCarson.com.
You know,
how about that song by Reno Messenger?
Yeah!
Woo! Starring Worst Little Podcast Zone, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah, who could not be tonight. So let's
she's
big
worked,
shout out to
she
Jamie.
Could be. She can't be here.
She has a real radio job on
she
these nights
not.
Now.
That's right.
Oh,
she's
is that
doing
why?
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that was a good gig.
I'm so sick of
it. But hey, since we are talking about that sponsor, let's mention all of our sponsors.
Just run down the list.
Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix. Great Stingray Tattoos.
Stingray.
Our first commercial.
Remember
Felix
that?
Polanski.
That was rad.
Aiken,
Pinky Polanski.
Yes. And Felix, like I said, still buying us booze.
Big time
Tuesday.
Sponsor, yeah.
Our continuing sponsor in the background, Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, who we share the custodianship of Blazing Mike Open Mic That's Nights right. every Monday at Jub Jub's in the bar room. Please check us out. Sign ups at 9:30. Show starts at 10.
F-Y-D.
Yeah.
Brian Cowell.
And the first man who paid us a dollar to say his name, Mr. Brian Cowell. Right,
Thank you, Brian.
Recent guest of the show.
Within
the last I wouldn't say he paid us a dollar. I'd say he paid you a dollar.
He gave me a dollar and wrote on it.
Right,
I have it in a box at my house.
Grassroots
That's all it takes.
No, I'm going to frame it.
You actually owe us 30 cents.
Yeah, I just gave him two, so that...
That bookstore.
That's some cheap advertising.
Dude. I didn't spend it or nothing. It all belongs to us. Like, we all own a quarter of that dollar.
He's been okay. Keeping it in his
framed. You might want to loan him back that dollar.
Well, it's in a box. I'll frame it eventually.
That's good enough for me, Roy. I don't need it.
It's a keepsake box.
Several other people have bought in us.
Sorry. Hey, I love you, Brian.
You got the shelf for all the bottles.
Evan Humphrey. Oh, wait. That's Pinky Polansky, too.
Evan's been great to the show.
No, aversion therapy.
Oh, one guest who is not I forgot. Andy 86. He's brought us booze. Andy.
He's supposed to be here tonight. What
yeah,
happened?
He is.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with
he's
it.
He's drunk.
Him. Like many of the guests on this show, passed out probably on Monday. Passed out.
Rocking and rolling way too hard.
And all.
Let's hear some Los Pistoleros.
And silence.
Yeah, some Pistoleros would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. Great band.
Andy, we love you.
Gosh, how long has this show been going on for?
One of my favorite
20 minutes.
I'm delirious.
Yeah, 25.
Did you hear the tone on that bass?
And he slaps the shit out of that bass.
Yep. Felix knocked the shit out of that bass.
Yeah,
damn, he did.
Kicked that bass's ass.
Back in the day.
That's how we met Andy.
That was before the podcast.
That's how I met Andy.
That was before the podcast even existed.
But the podcast where that was explained was one of the cringiest quizzes I've ever heard in my life, and it was just Andy playing
one,
with himself.
Yeah. That was a real classic episode, I think.
Oh, my God.
Felix and Andy reconciled over the bass.
Could we
I love Pistoleros and I love Andy.
Could we ever stage some
I'm
sort
really
of
I'm really glad
like
the four of them didn't kick my
vengeance
ass.
Vengeance face. Wait, no, could we stage some sort of like vengeance face-off, you know, rematch and
I don't play an instrument.
Yeah. No. And have you and Cody duke it out again sometime?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that guy has killed me almost twice.
Thunderdome.
Is that the Wayback Machine?
That was the wrong button.
That was the weirdest thing.
I love how Felix jumps on Cody, jumps on Cody, jumps on Cody, jumps on Cody. And then the next day, Felix is like, my neck hurts, and I don't know why. I think Cody hurt me.
Cody knocked me out. How did that happen?
Cody just snapped you.
I'm sure
like
I didn't do anything to deserve that.
You wouldn't let him not hurt you.
Firebombing, singing, Baby, We Were Born to Run.
Oh, that was awesome.
It's sweet.
Fuck, that was so good.
And did you get the cops at your house that night?
That was one of the backyard shows where I got the cops at the end of the night.
Yeah. Okay.
And it turns out I don't think any of the neighbors called the police because they all loved me.
No, it was that girl that OD'd, right?
No, that was the beginning of the day.
That was alcohol poisoning.
That was like
OD.
At noon.
Well, you know, the police response time
on call. For sure.
Where is she today?
Reno PD response time in this town is a little slow.
That was
right, 10 hours later.
PD, to be honest with you.
They show up. Yeah, and they didn't, I don't think anybody called them. I think they just came on their own.
Yeah. they heard there was a party.
We were that kind of party, you know. Like, so you got to stop this.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
Want the Sparks PD? I don't think so.
They're actually.
Oh Jesus!
Sparks is only.
Let's hit some real issues.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, let's tackle poverty tonight.
Tackle it.
I'm good at tackling shit. Let me have it.
200th episode. Let's fucking tackle this issue.
Whose turn is
just
it?
Just set
to
up the issue,
song,
I'll tackle it.
Could I pick one?
Yeah.
Oh, Chewbacca.
When Pinky Polansky came on here years ago, and they, was that a divider? Was that a song, Pinky Polansky song? Or was that? Was
yeah,
that
was definitely one of our songs.
Yeah, I remember you guys doing that.
I don't remember being
on
the show.
Well, you did that live here on the show, I think, and I like that song a lot. Maybe you played it on a CD.
Just because we can't remember it, Felix, doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Hey, Rick, was that the one where I passed out in Studio B?
I don't recall. You passed out here so many times that
you had
like
some kind of religious show. Yeah, that
can
you were
be
doing
more
afterwards?
Specific?
Anyways,
that was back when we were doing the church
show
podcast. The church show happened right before the show. Oh, I forgot all about that.
That was the first couple episodes.
And we
didn't really
have we started.
What church show?
There was a church show.
There was a gay Christian podcast.
Okay, before
hold on.
Church.
Let's hear it about the gay Christian.
Before we started the podcast, this was not the first podcast being recorded by Dogwater Studios. Oh. Rick had started a bit of a roundtable discussion podcast. Am
My
I correct?
Female pastor called me up and said, we want to start a podcast that helps promote like positive gay Christian stuff where we discuss that. And,
yay,
that
fact.
And we had a show. We were having a show that was going to be broadcast on the college radio. And it was called Outing the Word. And and it was a great idea. And
that's
pretty cool.
As soon as she called me and told me that, I immediately called Rory and I'm like, you and me and Nick have to start a show because I'm doing a show now. We could just do it right
and was. Nick and I had just been drunkenly talking about it.
Eric Corbin's Chewy had been talking about it on her own too.
And then Nick says, I'm gonna bring this guy Chewy, and I thought, who is this faggot Chewy that is gonna like
he's thinking he's like some Mexican guy about 5'3".
For fuck's sake, he better be cute.
You didn't get like a subconscious boner for him?
I didn't know.
Sounds right
around.
And then
he little fat guy does plastering on the weekends.
He's all thinking he's a Mexican twink, and then he turns out a fucking Wookiee.
Really big white guy.
Oh, Chewbacca.
And I passed out on the floor during one of your safely on the floor during one of your gay Christian broadcasts.
Oh my god!
So you got that even out.
That I'm aware of.
You didn't play, right? Or did you?
Just loves you, Felix.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again? Felix likes to drink.
That's right, sweetie. Don't be like Uncle Felix.
You just took a quick.
He's
nap.
Like Smokey the Bear. Don't Smokey the Don't Bear.
I still need to get T-shirts with that.
Felix,
I'll even let you use a picture of the young lass if you like.
That would be nice, huh? Oh wait, oh, and I've even got
that's another lawsuit and waiting.
You know, but I've also got
Felix likes to drink.
You ever wonder
from
what
the youngest
fucking Max volume?
That a drop
from the
Max
youngest
stated.
Mouth to the oldest mouth.
That's Felix is drunk.
Max just gets to the point there.
Did Zombo talk about Felix?
I don't think I got
no.
That's I'll fix that next time he's on the show.
Zombo did say a lot of rad shit though. What a good
totally.
Sexually.
Oh, remember we were speaking of old sponsors.
You got
Reno Computer Fix, where the prices are not very scary.
Still true. Still true. Those guys are great.
I love them. fucking save
Even
my
though
ass.
They're not sponsors, I'd like to thank Sani Hut, because you really can sit down and take a big shit and puke in those things easy, because the urinal's right,
right
the urinal's fuck
there. Right by your face.
You don't have to reverse rough. Cowgirl, because you just...
And that is not mouthwash. That is Sani soap.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Do not put it in your mouth.
It's a spittoon.
It is not gum.
The hand sanitizer will get you fucked up, though. The complimentary hand sanitizer, if you just squirt that in your mouth a couple times, it will actually...
See, he's telling people to do it. No.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, you got to strain it through a piece of bread.
I'm not
first.
Talking about the shit in the fucking toilet. I'm talking about the hand.
And then you put it in a water bottle with some baking soda and you shake it up.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
I just huff gas.
Yeah, that works too.
Dude, that's not funny, man.
2 cents worth of gas. Remember those days when we had that apartment up on Nevada Street, Nick?
And yeah, we used to huff gas.
We'd get a coffee mug full of gasoline and go sit around in the apartment and huff gas.
Yeah.
That's the same place.
Try to draw.
Same place
you
the beer
afford boxes starting fluid?
Jesus Christ.
Have you been huffing something?
No, really, you go in and say, here's 2 cents. Can I get 2 cents on four? You go out with a coffee mug. 2 cents worth of gasoline will get you wasted.
Hey, dude.
But I'm talking about 1994 here.
Yeah, man. That was back in the
wow.
2 cents bought more gas.
Yeah. Chewy. Still giving and giving after 200 episodes. Yeah,
just a couple kiddos hanging out. Yeah.
But hey, kids don't do that. I was only joking.
I've never been so into bubble batter.
He's never really done that.
The important thing to remember is if you're huffing gas now, you're supporting terrorists.
You're right, yes.
And it costs 6 cents.
Keep that in mind.
Huff solar
energy.
We
really appreciate that.
Yeah, huff solar.
Maybe get into Flintstone vitamins.
Excuse me.
For Bernie Sanders.
And it costs 6 cents to get the same high.
Yes, you're right, yeah. Fucking Obama.
See? Thanks, Obama. Yeah.
Y'all better stay away from them terrorist Obama jokes.
And why wouldn't the clerk ask you?
I got a couple.
2 cents worth of gas.
Speaking of Raj, were you going to pick a song, or was Raj going
to
pick a
song? Well, I wanted to hear that. I wanted to hear that divider song by Peaky.
Oh right, you already picked that.
Oh right.
Can we play that now?
I thought we did.
Yeah, well, and if they didn't play Divider, then
we
there's some
did.
Other great Pinky Polansky song.
No, it's
song,
the song
right?
where you're driving drunk on I-80.
And we already
right?
did that.
Yeah, that is Divider.
Yeah, that's
that
a good song.
Rosh, it's what
about
song do you want
to
hear?
Driving your car into a divider to avoid
Thanks
the police.
Thanks for setting the record straight.
We didn't play it though yet.
We didn't play it though yet. Okay, let's listen to that, Rick.
Play it now.
I'm sure you're correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
awesome.
Hey! Yes,
it was your turn.
Man, I missed that band.
And then that part, and it splits in two, and
and they did the thing with the dead.
And then the other thing, yeah.
Oh, man.
So that kills me.
That's a true story.
Yeah, no, I love that part.
And if they didn't play Divider, that was just something else.
I loved how they started and they ended that song.
Evan, what did you think of that?
Well, you know, it's I'm glad to hear it, because Felix and I, we haven't been in studio in a while, so it's fun. It's fun tonight.
Yeah, and we were going to do Rocky, but I am injured, so.
Uh-oh.
Can't do Rocky, but we're hoping by Art Town.
That's that Sylvester Stallone jam, right?
That's a fun
show.
Rocky III, my man, Mr. T.
I had to think for a minute.
Did you write lyrics to the theme to Rocky?
Yeah. No, I used the theme to Rocky to get a horse to move. It's a completely different story.
The original theme for Rocky, not I
Have
the Tiger.
If it wasn't for that horse, I wouldn't.
I've
got to
get a piece of their heart.
So without Rocky, Felix would have gotten into college.
I made it up. I'm standing here next to a statue in the sunrise.
And all the kids, they follow me.
Hey, as someone who's never ever listened to a complete show, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why?
Shoot.
Is the archive complete?
Yes.
Ooh. Every single episode?
Yeah. Are you going to start listening?
Online.
Yes.
I was actually
going to
cull it and see how many bands that you've had on the thing
that
aren't
idea.
Bands
You'll
anymore.
Do the math. Oh.
Every published episode
and see if
is
you guys
the
set.
I don't know about
one.
You could be a curse, Doctor.
Nobody's done this.
We're Reno whores.
For sure. We have had at least one band that
broke up on the air here.
No. No. We're on the show on Monday. The show was published on the web on Thursday. They had broken up on Tuesday
Walk
night.
Walk of Shame!
They were the band from the Piss Drinker
Walk
band
Walk of Shame
from
broke up on stage
the
at
Piss
Lincoln
Drinkers?
Lounge.
No.
I was also present for that.
No, that, but
that's awesome.
They were talking about somebody who drank piss,
break up
right?
On stage. Yeah, there was a band.
Can we do that?
What was their name?
Yeah, we need to break up. I don't remember
stage.
Who the fuck it was. Cameron Sherry was
it.
In it. AC Barrow was in it. It's a good band.
Probably the Pleasantons.
Justin Vineyard, if you're listening, Infecto Skeletons were breaking up on stage on 12/11 at Poison Idea.
Will you?
Hey, speaking of Infecto Skeletons.
Learn to blow fire by December.
I think we should listen to some of that.
Did we already?
We already did that.
Don't do it to him,
Felix. Let's listen to the Liver Scars.
I love
that. Liver Scars.
Yeah,
that was such a great
song.
Thank you.
The music from the Liver Scars was probably some of the best music that we had on the show. The production
that
was
a great show.
I like to call it.
I don't even know what you guys are talking
about. I did listen to that
one.
I loved it.
I listened.
I haven't been in this. I haven't been on this show in a year and a half.
No,
Liver Scars has only been together for 6 months. I'm positive of that.
Yeah. Felix, what month is it?
Felix likes to time travel.
It's December 48th.
It's March.
I know my calendar.
Time travel.
I gotta get back
with being
in time.
To that is
or
he
is
will
it
write
also
a check
known
for December 48th?
Blackout drinking.
It's actually closer to March, I think.
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
You know when you touched your. Rory, when you touched your finger to the headphones, all of a sudden I heard like soul music from, I felt like the 70s.
I'm magic. You know, I can also touch.
That was Brenda Lee.
I can touch my finger to my head and play this for you.
Spinner.
Hey.
Now we're going to get a cease and desist letter
from
Stevie Wonder.
You can't build anything good with
Well, you know, he is. Six. He is blind, not deaf, so he might actually
He might
listen.
Actually listen.
Yeah.
Right.
The Maybe show is, he's is like, one of our fans.
It's like a show to him.
We love you,
like
Stevie.
A TV show.
I bought every one of his albums. He is a musical
It sounds
genius.
Like a really bad ham radio. What are you doing over there?
No, that's
Chewy.
Take the wheel, motherfucker.
Dude, that's like, kind of a fun thing that we do before the show starts every week. Chewy plays.
Chewy
and
plays
I'll be like, I'll be like trying to get ready, and then all of a sudden, fucking the Facts of Life theme song is playing.
Or Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, yeah, something.
The Facts
awesome
of Life are
like
all
that.
About you, Rick.
Yeah. You take the good, you take the bad.
I know Rick was
you
a
take
big
both, and then you have.
Rick was a big Facts Hill Street Blues guy, so I wanted to play that. For
him. Hey,
I love that song.
Yeah. Oh,
WKRP is my
Skinny
favorite.
Skinny Puppy and
oh, yeah.
Spencer. What song do you want to hear?
In Cincinnati.
Who is it?
I.
What would you? You were on the show for a long time,
Rick.
You've got a very specific opinion, I think.
No, it was me that wanted to play that.
The most memorable moment of being on the show as an intern was Jim Betancourt.
Yeah.
Because
Jim Betancourt.
sitting sitting in the room and see Closet Rick's the guy Rico who plays like things like that.
Yeah,
and Seagal
said
thieving faggot already today on the show. And Jim Betancourt made that guy really like pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah. I would love
not because it was gay people, because I thought it was terrible.
It was hilarious.
But I would
but Spencer
like
loved it so much it made me feel like I'm old and I don't get jokes
I
anymore.
Would no, I loved it. Oh. I would I like to hear the about. Song that Jim Betancourt used to play to his kindergarten preschool.
No.
Yeah.
I am totally vetoing this.
No, come
we
on.
We can't jump up our best of show with
don't be a
that was
faggot.
So, oh, really?
Or, was it bad?
Even
or any
like
of his stand-up
gay.
Or anything
made
he did was
I really
really
like,
funny.
No, his uncomfortable song to his kindergarten
okay.
kids.
Spencer the whole did a lot of work know, for you, bro. I did not do this to you.
You don't have to play all of it, just the good bit.
This feels bad.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Kids also to be safe. So here's a little song about who it's okay to open the door for and who it's not okay to.
It's an important lesson for all of our young listeners.
I'm used to playing to classrooms and so this
we're an accredited program at the School of Hard Knocks.
There's usually a little interaction with this song.
Oh, okay.
And
do we clap?
No.
We will appropriately.
Yeah, we can clap.
We pay attention like toddlers.
Hey, kids, who can you open that door for? Hey, kids, is it okay to talk to a teacher?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Hey, kids, when the door knocks and the doorbell rings and it's a police officer, can you trust the police officer?
Yes.
No.
No. Because sometimes in the custody battle, the judge will just straight fuck you and then you have to take your kids to another state. You'll assume names and it's not real great. They have trouble assimilating. But if you answer the door for people who daddy doesn't show up with a loaded shotgun at the door, you don't understand what your mom did. So he'll be arrested and it's all your fault. You'll never see your dad. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help kids. Cool. Something funny.
We're not laughing at you, sir.
Yeah, you just made me thinking of my own divorce.
At least Nick thought that was funny.
That was awesome, and you guys know it. Spencer, you're with me.
I thought it was real funny.
You know what I like, Rick, was when that you play that whole phone call from the dude who was pissed at you. Though.
Oh, that's another good one.
I hope you die alone with your
phone.
Can we hear that?
Let's
do that live. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Can we do that?
Live phone call.
Can you do that right now?
Oh, my God.
Anything,
this is so awful.
I really
want
to hear that
play
live.
Right, let me see, because I think I do have that. But
the whole.
He
still has it sampled.
The whole fucking phone call.
So, Rick, would you like to.
I'm watching him go through the
computer. For anybody just tuning in now on the 200th episode, Rick, would you like to set this up? Or I came home and found it.
I'm looking, so you start you start explaining it.
So a long, long time ago, I'll start the story my way. Rick asked me to go to a bar with him and said, hey, can we go to my people's place?
Five star?
You really? No, you started with a long, long time ago. Rick drank
purple room.
A lot.
Oh yeah, Rick and I drank and smoked a lot
a
of pot together.
Alcoholic.
Carl's?
Are you?
No. We went
Polish?
To
Vision.
Vision. And we show
visions.
Up to Visions.
I remember Visions.
And the usual straight girls who hang out with homos.
What do you mean
flies.
By Rick's people?
Oh, yes. What you mean, sucker?
Gardeners.
Lithuanian.
If y'all quit interrupting me, I'll tell the story my way.
All right.
That's not going to happen.
He's Rory. Italian.
Okay,
so,
everybody, Rory's telling a story. Shut up.
That's what Uncle
So Rick Rory would go to a lot of shows says. With me.
See, man, you can't even talk if we stop interrupting you.
Well, he was so busy. He was so busy queuing up a sound effect.
Just nobody would shut up.
That's right. Because, you know, dead silence.
Anybody need
sucks.
A shut up. Right.
Okay. Okay. Do I have your attention,
I'm
please?
I'm gonna get banned again.
Turn to bring me more.
Okay.
Beer.
Really. Really. Everybody, stop talking.
Okay. I'll go with you.
So Rick, it would go to bars with me and see hot shirtless guys playing music all the time. Rick would call it going to the land of straight people. But sometimes he'd want me to come with him to his people's land. So we'd go to Visions, where okay. I could go mac on yeah, the straight girls who had gay friends who we'd call fruit flies.
Did it ever work?
Oh, all the time. Yes. I pulled lots of great tail there.
Yeah.
Rick would also occasionally pull tail from Visions. Like when meeting David. And then we go back to David's place with his roommates, where Rick and David disappear off into a bedroom to a mattress with no sheet on it. Ew. On the floor.
I swear.
For hours.
We were just talking.
Leaving me in the living room with a couple of guys who are like, hey, it's really hot in here. Do you mind if we take our shirts off?
Yeah. Two gay guys.
Want to do some methamphetamine?
They're all on meth. Oh,
let's,
yeah,
let's watch a movie. Hey, do you mind if it's a porno?
This sounds like Decline of the Western Civilization.
I then walk from somewhere in the vicinity of Jim Boys to Pyramid McCarran
really
at 3 in the morning.
You really almost got like gang raped by these two guys.
Yeah, and I walked from Wells and Second all the way out to Pyramid McCarran to our house, and fuck that faggot for leaving me there.
Yeah, and I met the man of my dreams that night,
and they had a wonderfully tumultuous alcoholic relationship that included highlights such as David hanging off the side of his car.
And
pounding
the hand cast.
Yeah. So while driving, the car is moving. Rick's driving away. He's hanging from the car, beating on it.
So Dave drank a lot. Dave drank a lot.
Did you? More than us.
I drank.
We thought he was an alcoholic.
They were passionate.
Gotcha.
He was so much worse.
Oh, Daddy drank. They were passionate lovers.
Daddy liked to drink.
And that's what passion is.
Rough.
So I had to. So it was only maybe a couple months, and then I had to dump him because he drank too much.
All right,
then 14 years later, he comes back to Reno, and now we're hanging out again, and he's got
14
months
sober. Oh, you're glossing over
him right now, Rick.
14 or 15 years later, he came back to town.
And now he's much better. Right.
Is he your boyfriend?
Yada, yada, yada. Oh,
I'd like to.
And then yes. Jesus was 33.
Rewind here, Rick. So at the end of this relationship, things get a little alcoholic hairy, and I come home from work one day, and there's a message on the answering machine.
Okay.
I press play.
You could never get hairy. Right.
So Dave was so drunk that he couldn't speak, and I said, look, I'm leaving because you're too drunk. You can't even talk. And he got freaked out, just started screaming at me, and I'm like, I'm leaving. I don't got to stand here while you scream at me.
You left him in your house?
No, we were somewhere else. I get in my old gray truck, and I start to drive away, and he hangs on the side of the truck so he can scream at me more, and I'm driving away, and it was just like
he's
on
Terminator 2.
And
Rick had to like,
that's exactly
break.
What it was like, with his hook arms, like going into the roof of the car. It's exactly like that.
And didn't you try to suddenly make him fall off?
I drove really fast and then slammed on the brakes, he's like this really butch guy, and I'm, you know, so it was like.
And if you've seen the movie, that doesn't work anyway.
You're not very feminine.
No, they just fall off. Right.
Butch too.
He's even butcher than me.
Oh, he like worked on houses, hung sheetrock, and did a lot of tweak.
And
he was
still
ripped.
He's kicking. And Nick, you met him once. He's like a big, like, regular guy.
I met him. He's like a normal guy.
He's a regular guy.
Oh, yeah, these days
Dave's
a good guy.
He's the one who's like a Rams fan.
Oh, yeah. But when he gets pissed off. So then he gets pissed off, so I get home and find a message on my answering machine. To this day, Dave was in a blackout. He does not remember leaving this message. But here's the message that we found on the answering machine.
Cassette.
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick. And you know what? I hope you end up a fucking lonely-ass, sorry-ass queen by yourself. Because you know what? You're sorry. You really are. You know what? You're fucking sad, dude. And I hope you fucking die by yourself. I really do. I really do.
Wicked witch.
And I hope that fucking stabs a wound deep inside of your heart.
I really do.
You know what?
Yeah, I really do.
You're fucking
and then the wicked witch
dude.
Part?
You really are.
I had a chihuahua at the time.
You really are, dude.
Yeah.
I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying with the chihuahua dog. I really do.
and your little yacht, too.
Ouch.
I hope you're sad, dude, and I hope you end up by yourself.
Oh, no!
You're a fucking bitch.
Ouch. All right, now Ted
has to bring Ichabod into it.
He said fucking. What about the remix?
And he said fucking about eight times.
What about
times?
The remix?
Rick saves
and you know
the little
about 12
tiny,
times.
Tiny cassette tape from the fucking answering machine at the house for wow. 12 years until yeah, digital yeah. technology yeah. took oh, over. Shit.
It's totally, totally.
And then
made
a dog water data song.
Yeah.
Did the, I think did we're going to request that drop whether or not. Do you have it ready?
Do I have that? Oh, no.
If not, we, yeah.
oh, we just listened to it. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, but remix.
Yeah, we really should hear that.
I don't know. Does everybody that listens to the podcast know that that's your dirty little secret, that you remix people's shit behind their backs all the time?
Oh, yeah. yeah the oh, fucking, but sometimes they love it.
If they listen, they
on
know.
On that note, I would okay. like to thank Dodwater Dick for his wonderful sound engineering on last week's episode with John and John. Boy, do they sound
cool.
great.
That was cool, right?
That show... Oh my God!
Fucking sucked balls.
That was so
no,
awesome.
That was awesome.
Did you dig the delay though? Remember, I did the delay.
You used all of the delay and reverb you had at your disposal.
I have a new appreciation for being a guest on the show. I'm not going to be less of a dick,
That's
but
good.
I get it now.
Yeah,
how hard it is, right?
It's weird to flip the.
It was very different. It was like for like the right? last episode yeah. of the. I was a guest,
and
on
most
my own
of
show.
The time it's relatively live.
Yeah, it was pretty stressful.
Mike, are you leaving?
I gotta go.
Bye, Mike Reed of the Infecto Skeletons.
Mike. See you, Mike.
Mike Reed, Infecto Skeletons.
Go love. Check them out.
I've actually...
Give Ermageddon our love
yes.
at the podcast. We
former
all love her,
intern,
all right?
Former intern, Ermageddon. Give her our
playing
love.
Playing with House of Pain.
Right, I'll not. See you.
Poison,
you
know, Poison
you
House.
Shake my fucking hand, dude.
Even Nick hanging over here.
With the left or the right?
Thanks, brother.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Yeah.
See all you, right. See you soon. Tell your missus she's fucking awesome.
That would make him awesome.
All right.
Mr. Awesome.
Do we at any point, do we have anybody who hasn't asked for a song yet?
I haven't.
Oh, wait,
haven't.
I haven't.
I haven't.
Are we asking for the bear. Same song?
Cherry Bear.
No.
Oh. Oh, wait. Did we just.
did I just get sad? I just got.
Oh, right. Cherry Bear.
Go ahead.
No, 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 no.
Go
this
ahead.
Is like if we go to the
Ooh,
place and we order
right.
two different entrees and then we get to split them both.
Ooh.
That's so true.
All right. I'm gonna call it. We're going to have like two more songs here and that's going to be the end of the show.
Whoa.
We got to get going.
Just a downer.
Wow, buddy.
Is everybody having fun?
Yeah.
I'm having okay
Who did
time.
Not get to request a song?
And then the Grinch
Rick.
Showed
right.
up and said, we're
okay.
done.
I would like to
I'm turning this
out.
Show around.
I
yeah, Rush, I haven't
Rush
done a
got
pick
to pick one,
one
still.
Wait, and
Rush gets a pick?
I can't Rush. Hear what people answer my question when everybody talks about what a great question it is. So,
Rajagul.
Yes. I know the scattering was on pretty
yeah.
recently, right?
That was kinda, that was in the last month.
Yeah.
So I'm going to veto that.
Oh, what a dick.
Oh, I know.
Oh, we want to dig back
Rick,
a little
we
bit.
Do it?
I want to.
Should we do it? We
can we
do
hear
it.
The Gunner's Daughter?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that is
good choice.
Nice choice.
Good
that was like
morning.
Those drums
no, wait, no, no.
with fucking three Jeez. Mics.
You're
those
worse
drums
than,
sounded so
like
good.
The average Morning Zoo program with those sound effects.
Fuck,
how
you
many
fuck you, Palette.
Fuck
you,
Palette.
I got married.
Morning Zoo program.
I got married.
No,
it's danger now.
To.
Fuck you, danger.
That's yeah.
But fuck you, Palette.
Fuck you, Palette.
Still just rolls off your tongue.
I can still hear Chapin every time I walked into the alley. I'm watching you, Polanski.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, sweet sack. Thank you.
Oh, so are we going to do the Gunner's Daughter?
Yes, right yes, now. Please. Gunner's Daughter.
Go.
That was beautiful.
Well, I've had better days than this. Better conversations with my dog than this. But buddy, if you don't like all the things that I'm saying, baby, well, maybe, though, babe, you'll be able to stay away from my lips.
Well, I've had better jails than this. Rather get thrown in a hole than this. But if you don't like all the things that I'm talking about, well, maybe my mouth will be able to stay away from my lips. 'Cause I love you more when I'm passed out on the floor. And it's a shame, baby, 'cause I always come back for more. And it's sad, but it's true that I really do love you. But I'm worried, babe, for things that you do. I've had better days than this. Rather get punched in the face than this. But if you don't like all the things that I'm saying, baby, well, maybe, babe, you better stay away from my lips. 'Cause I love you more when I'm passed out on the floor. And it's a shame, baby, 'cause I always come back for more. It's sad, but it's true that I really do love you. But I'm worried, baby, about the stupid things that you do. All right.
Fuck yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man, those guys are great.
I miss you, Scott.
I you know what?
Did they get the curse on them from the podcast?
I saw Scott at Walmart yesterday.
They put out
rad. I kept saying, "You guys got to record. You guys got to record. You guys got to record." And then they broke.
Oh,
up.
We'll do it sometime. Man.
Yeah.
Those guys are introverts.
At least they were on here, and we have the live
briefly. They were scheduled
them.
To record at the studio, and then we
and
all
we
realized
used them for the movie Nowhere
well, we
Nevada
all,
as well.
Off that Finicky fucking people. Soundtrack, yeah,
because they were on the podcast. You see what I'm saying? How important this fucking show is. 200 episodes. I'm drunk. I don't give a shit. All
right, I don't want to. I don't want to forget to do the list of
spoken
interns.
Spoken like a true fuck jet.
We're gonna go through the list of interns, right? Or should we wait until after the next song at the end of the show?
Well, if we're gonna, if we're gonna do the interns, I want to hear Big Bad episode two. No, season two, episode 32, at the 8:07 mark.
Fucking oof. A.
I hope somebody wrote that down. Or otherwise, Rick will have to listen to this episode to hear what you said.
That ice cold water through my veins. That ice cold water running through my veins. With the fish in the bread basket, feeding the masses of unconscious asses. My task is high and fire. You temporarily deployed to sit for the Roy Tiger. It's my sliver, 85 to infinity. Get the Discovery Channel to document it. Y'all, the president did it. Which way did he go, Joyce? Give me the stage and mic cord, and it's yours. I'm what you call an intellectual proprietor of keeping your hands up and fresh and robust. I copy at Starbucks. I'm all over the place, and I say no to Ritalin. So I'd give me the case. The war zone send me in salute. Look at my hands at work boots. This past a curfew. This man can hurt. You, yo, 'cause the stakes is high and proof is expensive, and anyway you gon' pay it, are you living with that? Cold water running through my veins. Let me see you throw your fists up like this. Let me see you throw your fists up like this. Watch with that. Cold water running through my veins. Let me see you throw your fists up like this. Let me see you throw your fists up like this. The T-A-double-E got the mental capacities to rock the MIC, no matter the universities. From universities, community colleges, you nine know it's Donava. So pay homage, M-E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be W-O-O-D-S, fresh off the robbery. It's
still in the show's room, y'all, we bad company. Party starts from nightfall till there's a sun to see. And then I spit a verse of Middle Earth to keep the peace agreement. So clap your hands when every voice hit the semen. I'm a freedom fighter, the opposite of terrorist. I write a rhyme, put my hand right back in a fist and throw one. You know no one can flow like this, brought to you by Northern Nevada's finest. I don't need to fix it, I needed a measure to rip it. Give us a stage and a mic and a mix.
Got that ice cold water running out.
Let me see you throw your fists up like this. Let me see you throw your fists up like this. Watch us kick it with that.
Ice cold water running out through my veins.
Let me see you throw your fists up like this. Throw your motherfucking fists up. Yeah. Like this, let me see you throw your fists up. Like this, watch, kick it with that.
Ice cold water running through my veins.
Let me see you throw your fists up. Like this, let me see you throw your fists up. Like this, yo. Put my time in, everlasting like sugar-free gum. It's the treatise, it's the dumb, the freedom. Come here, son, let me come and deal your eardrum. The cats are coping, kicking that whack wisdom. I start shit quick, like watching skinheads march. Then I straighten it out, like steam starts. So arch your back and prepare for the pitch. Release the beat and watch it hit like this with that ice cold
water.
Yeah,
through my veins.
Let me see you throw your fists up. Like this, let me see you throw your fists up. Like this,
what I got with that ice cold water running through my veins.
Let me see you throw your fists up. Like this, let me see you throw your fists up. Like this, yo,
got that ice cold water running all the way through my veins.
And we're back.
That's horse shit. You missed it last time.
Okay, so. how do we order? How do you want to do this with the interns, Rick? First to last or most recent to first?
Let's go with most memorable first, which means that the ones that we've forgotten won't get mentioned.
Don't ask me.
Okay, there's Spencer.
Spencer.
Spencer. Because he's in the room.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Irma. A+.
Irmageddon. She was the first one that really
showed up.
There was a point that I wanted to give up on the show because I was so tired and I was sick of doing this every week. And then Irma started coming and really helping.
With the Derby Demons.
It wasn't fucking a pain in the ass anymore.
Nice.
It kind of pulled the... I was in a slump there for a while and she saved it. So
Don't forget Nate Sanders.
The workhorse.
Nate is fucking one of the best people I've ever known.
How about Bryce, who put in like 40
hours
to save the one lost episode that was terrible?
That was
Cole.
And
Cole.
Yeah, I forgot. I get those guys.
Bryce was pretty great too.
But Bryce was awesome.
Fredericks was one too, right?
Yeah,
for a
couple
days.
A few shows.
Who else was a couple days?
Bryce did a bunch of
our best ofs. Yeah. Like the best ofs are Bryce did a couple of them.
Yeah, totally one of
his own best ofs. That's right.
Yeah, and John Frederick gets the award as the most poundable of the interns.
You're
going to give him Rick's golden dildo.
Mr. Vaudevillain himself gets the golden dildo award this evening.
Dogwater dicks.
And I've seen him dressed as Rocky, so I know what he's smuggling down there.
Well,
my God.
And he just did the full Monty, too.
Go ahead and just be gross.
Yeah. Good point. Who said that?
That was me.
Young lad.
I missed that.
Grant.
Grant was
amazing.
For the fuck was. And that made
that was a twink, right?
Yeah, it made Nick uncomfortable because he was 16.
Oh, that's right. Never
and mind. We talk about like butt sex on the show.
Well, only because you're here. Homo.
Right?
He doesn't want you infecting
straight
him.
People have butt sex.
Hey, what about Alice?
I'm straight.
Yes, they do. Here's my 16-year-old male intern that I'm having, and I'm like, dude, no. We have to have overage people to be on the show.
If I didn't know his parents, I wouldn't have done it.
Censor speech. I mean,
that doesn't hold up in court, Rick.
You know, you're right, it doesn't.
It's illegal in Nevada.
And nothing bad happened. He learned a really great skill.
In fact,
did he learn about docking?
Probably.
He learned about
not by demonstration, by explanation. But yeah,
and I'm gonna ruin your childhood.
Hey.
Michelle Bell,
the girl. Yes, I was going to say the girl from the Grimtones came.
Yeah,
in
Michelle Bell. She was a good intern, but
only brief, and then she was bored with it and had to. Yeah. It was like I got to play pool, so I'm not going to be here anymore.
Hey, Rick, they didn't throw a spotlight on me in this. Fuck that.
Rick, what about
and there was the girl from Allison. From your church that Allison that she came and hung
Allison
out.
Oh, was awesome. Was oh my god,
that's a pretty name.
I don't.
She was
that.
So sweet, dude, and such a
like
yeah.
One day or something.
Well, and then
she worked for a while.
She was interning at the studio, not on the podcast too. Yeah, like outside, she did the sound and helped.
She helped
on a lot
out
of
the
live
backyard
Dogwater
barbecues.
Shows.
And remember when
backyard shows?
Remember when Sam Gates helped out once or twice?
That's right.
That was great too.
Yeah, she was a flake. Yeah,
like also a breath
fucking
of fresh
flake,
air.
Sam.
And Mofo
she's a young
fucking
kid.
JoJo.
Yeah,
Mofo
I guess.
JoJo.
And she's
come
like,
back, girl.
She's our current intern,
and
I guess, but we never see her
arguably
anymore.
The most bangable intern ever.
How dare you?
Wow.
She's up at school learning.
Rick's did say
she's
that about a dude. So I guess
she's ridiculous. Yeah.
So that means Mofo JoJo and John Frederick are the king and queen
Rick
of the
pound.
Yeah,
definitely. Oh, think about that movie, Spencer. Rick.
Oh God, and don't make me think of that. JoJo's my friend. I can't like.
And then there was little Tim, and he had that bad leg, and he would still make it up the stairs to like to work on the podcast, and even when it was a total shit show, and everybody
Excuse
was
me.
Drunk as fuck, he'd
Excuse
be there
me,
saying,
Felix.
"And God bless us,
Felix
everyone."
Who? Somebody with a bad leg close to the ground, I don't notice little people.
Remember when Jared was on our show?
Jared,
he did solo and Slut Fungus.
Ladies, just because his bones are short doesn't mean his third leg is.
The one guy with the beard from the band with like where he had that big gigantic instrument with him, that guy was pretty good. All John right. Underwood, yeah.
John Underwood.
Yeah,
that
was
yeah.
A
yeah.
Show,
John
yes.
Underwood, who
one
was his
man.
Own
We've
band.
Had
so many great guests
cool.
over the last
the, really
five
the
and
best
half
thing
season,
about the show,
four
I mean,
half seasons
the four
here.
Of us just talking out our ass is pretty good, I guess, but the music has been amazing. Really.
Yes.
We've been
that
lucky
saves
to have
us, really.
We've been
really
lucky to have the talent and the amazingly intelligent and very talented people on this show.
I agree.
That have made the whole show.
Thank you for bringing this around here, Chewy. Here at the end of the show, I do want to add.
Is it the end already?
Yes.
He's closing
it
down.
I do want
to
thank everybody.
Everybody out.
Ever been on the show. Anybody who's ever listened to the show. Regular listeners.
Especially remember the chick in England.
Yes.
Shelly still listens to the show. Hi,
yeah,
Shelly.
Shelly!
Not all the time, but occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you know.
Hopefully it is.
Yeah. But we have people who listen to us all across the country, from the Pacific Northwest to the Mississippi River banks. We love you all. Thanks for being a part of our stupid little project here. Thanks for being a part of the Reno music scene, in spirit or in actuality. You guys are great. We do this for you and because you tell us we don't suck that much. So,
wait. Should we tell people what's coming up next weekend? Or just skip it?
Is there anything coming up
next
weekend?
I don't know.
Anybody got anything for next weekend?
Tell them to party.
Go support a show. Leave the house.
Read
a fucking
shawarma
news.
Take a
look
at on
shawarma.
Sunday. Shawarma get it.
Yeah, oh, that was good. Yeah.
And destroy.
Yeah, we just had that tonight.
Oh,
heavy
so
metal.
Good.
Go
do stuff
rad.
In Reno.
Oh, yeah,
we have one of the best cities on the
place.
Planet right now
Reno's
because
awesome.
You make it happen.
There she is. That's a good one.
Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, the Lord Strice. Mofo JoJo and all the other folks who've been in on the show today and
Cthulhu.
In the past. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.